بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Few actions carried out with sincerity are sufficient. Sayyiduna Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he requested Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for advice when he was being dispatched to Yemen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inculcate sincerity and a few righteous actions will be sufficient. Note, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses the actions of people who are sincere. Many a time we witness this phenomenon, especially in the lives of saintly elders, where the ikhlas, sincerity, played a great role in the continuity of their endeavors. The presence of sincere people wards off evil. Sayyiduna Mus'ab ibn Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala helps this ummah due to the feeble, their supplications, their salah and their sincerity. Everything is accursed. Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this world is accursed and all that it contains is accursed except those actions that are done for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The repercussions of having worldly motives. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever intends the hereafter through his actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enrich his heart and take care of all his affairs, and the world will present itself to him whilst he would be turning his back to it. Similarly, whoever intends worldly benefits through his actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause the fear of poverty to haunt him, disorganize all his affairs, and he will only receive of the world that which has been destined for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.